Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is throat clearing season, apparently. My voice does not sound right, but I'm going to power through this. It is August 15th, 2015. 14. 2015 is next year. And I've been working all morning on coordinating a bunch of new efforts, not the least of which is getting up new Hasbro action figures. We'll talk about some of those in a bit. I'm still working on getting some of those on the website, so even as I record this, it's still not quite ready to go. So we'll catch in with that more later. In movie news, last week at the box office, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was number one with $65.6 million. Guardians of the Galaxy had $42.1 million in its second week. Into the Storm, $17.3 million. The 100-Foot Journey, $11 million. And Lucy rounded out the top five with $9.5 million. In the news this week, a new Power Rangers movie is coming out July 22nd, 2016. We don't know much else about it as far as plot and cast and all that stuff. Arlene Martel, known to Twilight Zone fans as Room for One More, Honey, and Star Trek fans as T'Pring in Amok Time, has died this week. She was 78. Robin Williams died this week. Lauren Bacall also passed this week. Quentin Tarantino's Hateful Eight. We'll have a teaser trailer attached to Sin City 2 this month, so go see that. A new Guardians of the Galaxy comic with Rocket Raccoon just sold 300,000 copies, so says the Daily Dot. A third of that was to an online mystery box product seller. But still, that means 200,000 copies sold through normal means, which is pretty amazing for any comic book, let alone one that was designed to tie into a movie. Godzilla 2 is set for June 2018. Mark those calendars. A leaked image of what was allegedly an Episode 7 Stormtrooper helmet got out, as well as concept art. It looks spectacular. Best way I can describe it is if you, in like, I don't know, 1983, 1984, were tasked to imagine a Stormtrooper helmet in the far-flung, distant year of 1987, this is what it looks like. A late 1980s redesign of a Stormtrooper helmet. It's gorgeous. I really hope it's legit, and I hope that the armor is half as cool because I am so into this. I'm excited. I really like it. But you gotta remember, as a fan, you gotta remember how these things go. Back during Episode 1, we got little bits and pieces of all these great new designs. They'd show us background aliens, many of which we never got action figures for, before the movie came out, a year or two. And all this other stuff. We saw the battle droids, and we're like, oh, cool! In sneak previews and stuff like that. And then the movie came out, and not everyone had the same gleeful reaction. But it was still pretty to look at, you have to admit. And I can't wait to see if the Stormtrooper helmet shakes out. And I don't consider it a spoiler, because it's a prop. And frankly, if they didn't have Stormtroopers in a Star Wars movie that takes place after Return of the Jedi, it wouldn't be a very good Star Wars movie. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Christmas in July? Very passé. But August? That's where it's at. So, because it's August, and we love Kurt S. Adler, we're running a sale right now on various forms of holiday decor. Hundreds of items are ready to go on sale. Buy one, get a second at 40% off. Right now. Ninja Turtles, Doctor Who, Star Wars, and more qualify, but hurry, because this sale ends Tuesday night, which is slightly before you might decorate your tree, but that's the reason we're having the sale now. Stock up early. Get your decorations in order. Never too early to buy people presents, or decorations, or what have you, I think. So get your sale on right now. As expected in toy news, the showing for G.I. Joe at Comic-Con was not at Hasbro's booth. But Entertainment Earth had an exclusive item, which we sold and did very well with. And more exciting, though, was Gentle Giant had a new G.I. Joe product. 12-inch upsized Hasbro action figures are on the way, based on the 1982 straight-arm Real American Hero original. So you could see Stalker and a few other ones. They said they got 8 on the books so far. And obviously that means that figures like Duke and such are a ways off, because they're just focusing on 1982 right now. But still, very exciting. Our exclusives have been added to, and we've got more coming next week because we just can't stop. There's something wrong with us. Stop me, please. We added a couple in the last couple of days. The Kill Bill Bloody Gogo Yubari Pop Movies and Vinyl figure is up for grabs, as well as the Masters of the Universe Mythos Skeletor Hikari Vinyl figure. You can order these from us right now unless they pre-sold out. I want to say that both are actually pretty close as I record this, so by the time you hear it, it might be gone. We also added the new Spider-Man very first Hikari vinyl figure. It's a little bit bigger than the other ones, and you can order one of those while supplies last. I don't mean that in like a glib way. It's just the Hikari vinyl, it just tends to sell out in the first couple hours every Friday morning. So if you want one, hang out our website around 9 a.m. Pacific. If there's going to be a new one that week, that's about when you're going to see it. And so far, nothing sold out in 5 minutes. So 9 a.m., just throwing that out there as a good time. Pacific, be there. We also added a lot of new pre-orders, which I've been working on this morning, and there's going to be more. You can order Transformers Generations RC, Chromia, and Brainstorm individually or in assortments, because we love you. And we also have recently received the Star Wars Black Series 3¾-inch action figures Wave 5 case. I just got mine in the mail. It's great. You get an Episode 3 Darth Vader, Brock Starcher, who's Sergeant Dolan, there's a thing. We'll talk about it when we get to the review podcast of those guys. And what else is in there? It's really good. There was another one. I'm forgetting who it was. That's what I get for not having the open figures in front of me, because I haven't opened them yet. Just got the box in the mail. Open Darth Vader. Interesting figure. So, oh, Reese. There's a new Reese for the first time since 1998. How did I forget? So check those out. You can order them if they're in stock on our website right now. They ship free in the U.S., and I need to cut this short because I got to move on to the next one and then get back to putting up more Hasbro items for you to buy. So let's sell some toys. That's what we do. You should buy them. You should buy some toys. Thank you. That's all I wanted to talk about. So see you guys next week. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook. And have a great weekend. And go see a movie, because there's a lot of good ones.